Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 22nd regarding Simuel, S-I-M-U-E-L, Jackson. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Jackson as described in my reports cited above. Compared those pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained to his left knee at work on 10-15-13. Compared to everyone previously seen, he reported the gradual onset of symptoms in his knee. Perdy now also has filed a claim petition alleging occupational exposures caused disabilities to both legs. Perdy also has reopened his original claim, asserting the left knee had material worsened. Period. In paragraph, he is now a 61-year-old male who again reports he injured his left knee at work, but did not specify when. Perdy stepped off of a truck and had sharp pain shooting through the knee. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Period. This was treated surgically by a clean-out procedure. Period. He denies any new treatment to the left knee or any additional injuries to it. Period. He did reveal undergoing right knee replacement in approximately 2020. Perdy asserts this was due to shifting the weight to the right leg when the left leg was injured. The right leg also reportedly had a torn meniscus. Perdy, paragraph, additional records. According to his amended claim petition, Mr. Jackson alleged from 2007 to the present repetitive stress and strain of his job functions caused disability involving both legs. Period. He returned to the that he had previously been evaluated by Dr. McClure on 1-3-19, period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment and symptoms relative to the left knee he related to an occupational exposure, period. Actually make that to both knees as an occupational exposure. Perdy had been seen at the Rossman Institute in February 2016, and a cortisone injection was given to the right knee. Perdy also had a series of 4 orthovisc injections to the right knee and was discharged from care in approximately April 2016. Perdy, he had then come under the care of Dr. Zook about a year ago, who performed a clean-out of the left knee after an MRI was performed. Period. After evaluation, Dr. McClure deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement with respect to conservative treatment. Period. Permanency at either leg would be estimated regardless of cause. Period. There was an intrinsic degenerative process. Period. At the same time, he reports symptomatic onset in the course of his occupational duties. Period. He would be pleased to review the operative reports and estimate permanency once again, regardless of cause. Period. In your paragraph on 10-15-19, Dr. McClure did have this opportunity. He then referenced 22.5% permanent partial disability referable to the right leg for unilateral primary arthritis, status post total knee arthroplasty. Period. He estimated 10% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg for an approximately 2014 arthroscopy for medial meniscectomy and debridement. Grip permanency for each leg was estimated entirely regardless of cause. Brady had primary, not post-traumatic arthritis in the right knee, also apparently in the left knee, for which he has indicated he was symptomatic in the course of his occupational duties. Period. Paragraph, and put this in bold. Actually scratched that. I was already in receipt of the reports authored by Dr. Zook on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally. Period. There were healed portal scars about the left knee and a longitudinal anterior scar about the right knee consistent with his surgeries. Period. There was swelling of both ankles but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Left knee flexion was from 40 to 125 degrees. Period. On the right, it was from 0 to 125 degrees. Period. Most of the hips and ankles was falling on planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had tenderness palpation about the right calf, but there was none on the left. Period. The rest of that sex is normal. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive Apley's compression maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels without difficulty. Period. He was able to walk on his toes, but did not fully extend the left knee. Period. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 60 degrees with support. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Samuel Jackson alleges to have injured his left knee at work through or on 10/15/13. Brady also has alleged occupational exposure caused injuries to both knees. Period. He underwent a course of treatment as marked from my latest report. Period. He has not had any additional substantive treatment since last seen here. Period. The current exam was quite similar to that previously observed, but this included his morbid obesity, decreased range of motion about the left knee, with no overt instability with provocative maneuvers at either knee. Period. Apley's compression maneuver on the left elicited tenderness. Period. He was unable to fully extend his left knee when walking on his toes. Period. The rest of that, scratch that. My opinions regarding permanency and causation are the same as marked from my latest report. And that is the end.